Welcome back to Rock and Roll Science, Just Can't Let It Be. Rock and Roll Science blogs look at January 1969. January 3rd, 1969 was interesting for several reasons. The Beatles' interpersonal problems are almost discussed, and we get our first taste of a few of Paul's new songs and, even cooler, a bunch of early Lennon-McCartney originals that until these tapes surfaced, you know, most of us had never heard, so that was really exciting. The day begins with Paul and Ringo fooling around on the piano before George and John arrive. Paul runs through a bunch of his unfinished songs, including Oh Darling, The Long and Winding Road, Let It Be, and Maxwell's Silver Hammer. Ringo plays two of his, compositions. Yeah. One's about Picasso, and here's a snippet of the other one.
I've got taking a trip to Carolina. In the same.
Taking a trip on an ocean liner. I gotta get to Carolina. Taking a trip on an ocean liner. I gotta get to Carolina. Oh, baby.
After John and George arrive, the Beatles just jam on oldies for a while, and that's actually pretty typical of not just the Beatles in January 1969 or the Beatles in general, but you know, lots of bands will do that just to warm up. When they finally get serious, though, they revisit the four numbers they rehearsed yesterday. At one point, they play One After 909, followed by brief snippets of some other early Lennon and McCartney songs. One After 909, of course, was eventually released on Let It Be, but the song actually dates to 1960 or earlier. There's a 1963 studio version that we got to hear on Beatles Anthology 1, and it's also known to exist on rehearsal tapes from 1960, 1962. We know One After 909, so let's check out a few of those other early songs.
Wake up in the morning, I don't feel blue. Treat me right. Should have read your letter, and then I know I would have felt much better, because I know you love me so. Hey, I'll wait till tomorrow till you come my way. That's why I sit here alone and I pray. But I'll wait.
The show is still a major topic of discussion. Paul and George agree with John's statement yesterday that they need more upbeat songs. Of the seven songs they've worked on so far, only I've Got a Feeling and One After 909 are all that rockin'. And it's not even clear that they are going to use One After 909. John in particular is very aware of his inability to come up with rockin' tunes. And that's kind of funny if you think about the stereotype that developed in the 70s of John as the rocker and Paul as the, you know, sappy ballad guy. The Beatles also briefly discuss including oldies or even some of their own older songs in the concert. John suggests that they also record an album during these sessions, pointing out that it would be a waste to have to relearn the songs when they record them later. And that's interesting, too. You know, they hadn't even really occurred to them that they should be doing an album right now. And maybe that's kind of ambitious to try to prepare for a live show and record an album in, you know, like 3 weeks. You know, when you think of the fact that, you know, the White Album took 5 months, Pepper was something like that. You know, Magical Mystery Tour sessions were just kind of strung out over the fall of 67. So they're not used to working quickly, these guys. All Things Must Pass and Maxwell's Silver Hammer get a lot of attention today, too. Sounds on the organ? That's John doing that. And you know, it's not too hard to imagine what George was thinking of when he said today that things would be a lot better if they all respected each other's songs as if they had written them themselves. George goes on to say that he wants All Things Must Pass to have the feel that the band achieved on their album Music from Big Pink. Now, the Beatles, like everybody else in the rock scene at this time, would have been blown away by Music from Big Pink, but through George's friendship with Bob Dylan, he actually had visited Woodstock and seen how the band interact together and was clearly a fan. He actually plays I Shall Be Released and maybe wanted Quinn the Eskimo or something. He knows a couple of the other the songs from the Basement tapes as well, and he plays little snippets of them during these sessions. One thing we can take away from these sessions is how hard it was for the Beatles to wrangle these songs into shape. You know, morale wasn't always so great, and, you know, these aren't the best songs of their career, but, you know, I think we've really got to respect the Beatles for sticking to it. And, you know, I guess that's what you have to do if you're going to be the biggest band in history. January 3rd, 1969 was a Friday. The Beatles took the weekend off, probably except for their weekly Sunday business meeting, which I'm not going to cover in this podcast because I don't know what happened. But I'll be back on January 6th right here at rockandrollscience.wordpress.com with the high and the low lights of January 6th, 1969. Until then, shine on, everybody.